This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Saber, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell & Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell Endoscopy. Here's Frank and Hobbo.
Welcome. Who's Talking is on the air.
Early.
Season 15. Show number, what is this, 25? Show number 25, Hobbo.
Well, 500 and something.
518 overall, but 25th show of this season. And we've got a great show for everybody. We got Dr. Stokes, Bobby Stokes. We've brought him in especially to work with the team on free throws.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned. We have Dr. Boyd Rawls joining us in the second segment to help us with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. And this might be more psychological with this team. I don't know if Boyd also has a psychology degree, but I'm hoping.
We got to get Bob Rotella, I think, back with this group to let him envision. Envision, that's the right word, to envision making a free throw.
The hoop, yeah. And we have James Ireland, a good longtime friend of the show and a former UVA LAC star, played goalie back in the day. And it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. All right, Hobbo is here with me in studio. It's sunny outside, and it was kind of sunny but blustery in Robins Stadium on Saturday as I watched the Cavs prevail against the Spiders. And chilly.
It's February, though.
Chilly. Why are they playing lacrosse in
mid-February? I know. It's like
mid-February?
They're playing baseball, too. You know, they start early. But
why don't they play outdoor hockey? That's what they need to do.
Hey, they would put ice on the rink over there at Robins Center. But anyway, yeah. Hey, Bobby, I wanted to have you back on because we had you on a few weeks back. And then I'm reading here, you sent me a text message on February 6th. And you reminded me that you said, give the Who's a little time to learn the system, learn each other. They hadn't had enough time playing together, and that we would get better. So I just wanted to have you on to say you were right, I was wrong. So congratulations. How did they get better?
Thank you, Jimbo. I appreciate that. I appreciate you acknowledging that.
How did they get better?
I just think it took a little time, and took a little time for them to feel out each other. And I also thought it took time for them to learn Coach Bennett's system. And I think that was the two biggest things that they had. They had a whole lot of, like I said before, they had a whole lot of people that were coming in, and only two people really had played a lot the year before, or three. And it was just a learning curve for the most part. And I knew that Coach Bennett would get the best out of a lot of these players. And to me, it just took a little time.
Hey, could you run down to Blacksburg real quick and have a little free throw shooting clinic for this group? You know, I thought the fix was on Saturday.
It would have been fine if we just made free throws. I don't know. I agree with Jim. I think we just have to get Bob Rotella back here to see if he could work his magic again.
Yeah, I checked, and you were a 70%+ free throw shooter in your career and went to the line quite frequently. So I think you could instruct him a little bit. But I said in our little newsletter, this is something they have to fix going forward if they're going to have success in the postseason.
Yes, I think so, and it looks like it's global. It's not just one person. It's all of them for the most part.
Yes.
It's a contagious disease, apparently.
Yeah, I guess that basket got a little smaller as it goes on. I know these guys practice. I know they do. But I think now it's just more mental a little bit and follow through. I think they just have to relax and shoot and just relax a little bit.
Hey, I wanted to get one thing in real quick, then I'll let Frank get in. Obviously, the ACC lost a legend over the weekend in Lefty Driesell. I don't know if the listeners know, I made a verbal commitment to play for Lefty at Davidson, and then a couple of weeks later, he was the coach at Maryland, so that changed, and I ended up at Virginia, and all is well. It was God's grace that got me there, but do you have any Maryland stories from your days as a player?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we definitely have some stories from Maryland. That was the one that we beat in the ACC tournament back then. But I can remember playing those three guys. They had Mo Cheeks, and they had
Mo Howard.
Mo Howard, and
yep.
They also had the other two guards.
John Lucas.
John Lucas. And I remember.
Wasn't Armstrong the third? Who?
Yeah, Brad Armstrong.
Brad Armstrong, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, he had some players at Maryland, that's for sure.
Oh, they had some great players. And I can remember John Lucas telling me that, that I was a freshman. And he says, you know what? I'm going to be one of the best guards you ever guarded. So just sit back and take a seat.
Well, at least he gave you a warning.
That's true.
Yeah, hey, you know the wild thing about John Lucas, he was also all ACC in tennis.
Yes.
And that's crazy to think back to those days.
Yeah.
To be that skilled.
And he was almost professional-level tennis.
Well, he went straight from basketball season into tennis season.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Gifted athlete.
Bobby, if you'd played two sports in Virginia, what would the other sport have been?
Wow. If I had played two sports on the at Virginia?
Yes.
Probably track. I did track in high school.
Mm.
And,
I don't know. I
also
see Bobby as a slot receiver. You know, just
I did actually one time went out for my high school football team.
Wow!
And I actually made the team, and I brought my uniform home, and my mother made me take it back the next day. So that was as long as my football career went. So
that was the end of that, huh?
Yeah, that was the end of that. So
well, she was a wise woman. She made a good decision. Hey, let's look in an hour or so, I guess a couple of hours, we play in Blacksburg. What do you think are the keys to the game tonight against the Hokies?
Wow, it's going to be tough down there against Blacksburg because they got two great guards that can shoot the ball. I think the big man is going to come out with a mission because Minor pretty much owned them a little bit. Down here in Charlottesville, I think we're going to definitely have to shoot the ball better. I think our defense will hold them pretty well, but that crowd down there in Calsa Stadium is going to be pretty awesome. So I think if we can just kind of weather that first storm, because you know they're going to come out like gangbusters and may hit some threes, we're just going to have to do steady, protect the ball, and hopefully shoot a little bit better free throws.
Well, you know, on Saturday, VPI clawed and fought, but ultimately lost by 15 to the Tar Heels. But both Padula and Couture had nightmarish shooting performances. Padula only made three shots out of, 17 or something? I mean, they just don't have a conscience. The problem is, I'm not sure if somehow you can guard Couture and Padula. I'm not sure the rest of them can put up enough points to beat you. They didn't appear to be able to do that against the Heels. So,
but was that in Carolina?
Yeah, it was at Chapel Hill.
It was in Chapel Hill.
It's always dangerous when you try to run with the Tar Heels.
Yeah, especially in Carolina, that's for sure. And but they're home. I mean, you know, we play a whole lot better at home than we do away. We shoot the ball better. You know the floor better. I would imagine those guys are not going to have the same kind of game they had at Blacksburg. Although we play good defense, we can take them out of their comfort zone.
But Virginia has been winning the road games. All you got to do is ask Florida State.
That's true.
I think the trick is can Virginia get the lead in Blacksburg tonight? And then will they make enough free throws to withstand a comeback by the Hokies?
That's a $64 million question. $64 million question. They're going to come out gangbusters. They're going to come out firing. And if we can just hold on in the first 5 minutes and settle the game down a little bit and not rush, I think we'll be fine.
Well, Frank makes a good point that you worry about if we do have a lead late and, you know, Virginia Tech puts us at the free throw line, we got to be able to cash in. Now, obviously, the objective is to have the ball in the hands of IMAC or Reese Beekman, but Reese missed the front end of the 1-1 the other night, and McNeely missed the first of two.
Yeah, but, you know, Rhodey didn't get to shoot any free throws. He's pretty reliable, and so is Groves. So I just think Tony has got to put – he's got to get Dunn off the floor late.
Well, he has
Dunn,
been doing
Dunn
that.
Dunn can't throw in the ocean.
Yeah, I think it's his – back to Bob Rotella, I think his – he's psyched out a little bit at the free throw line.
Mm-hmm.
But, Blake Buchanan was 0 for 3, Miner was 0 for 2, and Dunn was 0 for 3. He's going to have to platoon. Tony will platoon in this game because he wants this W. I think the Cavs have got to get to 14 wins in the ACC. Wouldn't you agree, Hubbo?
Yeah.
To make sure they stay top three?
Yeah, they have 5 games left. 14 would win 3 of the 5.
Yes.
That might get it done. But it's a tough, you know, you got Carolina, you got Duke on the road, you got Tech tonight on the road, and BC on the road is no easy game either. So
no slouch.
Yeah, I was afraid tonight that Mike Young on Virginia's first possession might put 5 walk-ons on the floor and foul Virginia 7 times just to get them to the 1-1 early.
That's what Hubbo would do.
Yeah, that is pretty interesting. That's a good cut. That's a good idea.
So, looking here, coming down the stretch, let's look at these last 5 regular season games, Bobby. We've got on the 19th tonight, we have VPI, 7 o'clock in Castle. UNC comes to JPJ this coming Saturday in a game that is sold out and tickets are selling for huge amounts with resellers. Then Virginia travels to Boston College on the 28th, and then travel to Duke and Durham on March 2nd. That's a 6 p.m. game. That's a grudge match game.
That's a big game. And then Georgia Tech at home, which is maybe the 1 of the 5 that you feel confident that we're going to win, but the others are going to be a challenge. So It's big starting tonight. You know, Virginia only gave up 57 against the Hokies in Charlottesville. They're going to have another stellar defensive effort tonight, I think, in order to come away with a W. But it's going to be hard fought, and Bobby, you're right. The game sold out. I always thought that was a tough place to play. How did you feel about the Castle versus, like, Cameron and other places?
Well, luckily for us, when we played, we never played in the Castle. So
Oh, that's right. You played at neutral sites, Richmond and Roanoke, back in the day.
We played Richmond, Roanoke, and they actually played them in Hampton, Hampton 1 year.
Wow.
But I remember when my brother was down there, you know, coaching for Tech for a little while. That place, even with half full, three quarters full, was pretty loud, and the players are right down the floor. Not quite like Duke Cameron Stadium, but. You know, everybody's pretty loud and pretty right there.
By the way, it took us a long time to forgive your brother for taking that job.
Hey, you know what? Coaching jobs are hard to come by.
Hubbo sends him hate mail all the time. I don't know why he does that. I said, Jim, please stop doing that. But, Bobby, looking at the ACC right now, it's sort of a fascinating season in that Carolina, Duke, and Virginia all were expected to contend for top four, and Miami was generally considered to be the other team most often mentioned by the media. They have had the floor fall out. They're 6-9 in conference, 15-11 overall. Not the kind of season Jim Larrañaga had expected or his fans. Do you think that's a signal that maybe Jim has reached the point in time he needs to retire?
Oh, no. I don't think so. I don't think the game has passed him by. He still has a great basketball mind and a lot of enthusiasm. you know, I just think sometimes with the portal and the NIL and just the way the conference is right now and the schedule is, it's hard to, you know, like when we played, it was, we played on Tuesday nights and Saturdays. Nowadays, you play on Saturday, come back on Monday, come back on Friday, maybe a Saturday, and his schedule is always hard to me to try to get a rhythm to correct things that you may have gotten wrong the night before, the game before. It also takes time for guys to play together, and you know, once it goes south, it's hard, because I know the year after Raleigh, after we won the championship, people forget that we were 0-10 going into the conference at one time, you know, and we had pretty much everybody back but Wally, which was 60% of the team anyway.
Well, you know, that's a good point, and we only have a minute left, but it's the conference, it's so balanced, and there's such a fine line. You know, you look at Virginia, we beat Clemson by one on the road, beat State in overtime, won the game Saturday by two. Flip side of the coin, Clemson has 3 1-point losses against Duke, State, and us. So the difference between having a really good season and then a mediocre season is winning those close games, which you certainly understand.
Yes, definitely.
Well, hey, listen, Dr. Stokes, we appreciate you joining us again. I wanted to acknowledge the fact that you knew what you were talking about and I didn't. Anyway,
well, I appreciate it.
We will definitely look forward to hearing from you soon. Thanks for joining us. All right, we got the
Ortho. Thanks, Bobby.
Ortho Virginia Injury Report with Dr. Boyd Rawls coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
And James Ireland at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for, delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Wolves, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. You know, the biggest concentration of UVA fans outside of Charlottesville itself is here in Richmond. It's our hometown, and Town Bank is proud to bring what we call hometown banking to our members. We're known for providing exquisite service and for our deep involvement in the community. As a proud graduate of UVA, I'm a big fan of the home team, and I'm a big fan of hometown banking. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talkin' with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Hobbo and Frank in studio. Drive time tonight. We're on early to basically make room for the pregame show for Tech and Virginia as they get ready for the 7 o'clock tip down in the castle tonight. ESPN will have the broadcast, so tune in, and hopefully the Wahoos will make a few free throws and find a way to get another road victory.
But please make the free throws.
Absolutely. But right now, speaking of free throws, Ortho Virginia, you know, he's a wrist guy, so he knows how to follow through with the wrist.
Don't worry.
I think, could make some free throws. Boyd, do you have any eligibility? We can get you out there.
I have all of my eligibility left.
Well, good, sure. Good. How fast can you get to Blacksburg? You got to get there quick.
Can you jump in the car and get to Blacksburg?
No way.
Or just take the Ortho Virginia helicopter and just chop her over there, right?
That's right, yeah.
Jody will let you fly it. Hey, let's talk about, Dante Harris. We know that foot, ankle, there's something else going on there. Hobbo, how many minutes did he play?
Not that many. I'll have it in a minute. You keep talking.
I found him. Hold on. Played only 11:46, so he'd even play 12 minutes in a nail-biter game where they needed to give the guards some more rest because they were playing defense as if their lives depended on it, and it did. We have heard innuendo, rumors, implications that possibly there was something other than a high ankle sprain, which would imply that maybe it was a hairline fracture or something like that, something that was not going to get worse but was going to hurt if he did play, and he is not playing that many minutes. I'm thinking quite possibly that is the case. If that is the case, and this is totally subjective and theoretical, what would the folks in Charlottesville be doing to try to rehabilitate Dante Harris?
Yeah, I mean, with that kind of thing, again, it sort of depends on what the problem is. But, you know, going back to what we may think is going on, I mean, these high ankle sprains usually are twisting, you know, kind of torsional-type mechanisms. So there's some other, you know, injuries that can happen related to that around the foot and the midfoot, like sprains or even small, you know, avulsion fractures and things like that that aren't really unstable injuries that need a cast or anything, you know, but typically are, you know, painful for months even sometimes. So yeah, usually there it revolves around, you know, taping things, give folks some support, you know, wearing a brace if you need to, and then strengthening some of the
you know, the synergistic or the associated, you know, tendons and muscular tendinous units that are, you know, helping to stabilize the ankle or the midfoot, whatever the problem is.
Boyd, what's the likelihood of re-injuring something like that? Is there a risk there? Does it weaken the ankle going forward?
Yeah. I think I'm particularly, you know, the high ankle sprains to some extent, and then, the, you know, your standard ankle sprains tend to, you know, if you have some instability of the ankle, you're sort of, you know, prone to doing it again. And certainly if things haven't healed up, and those things can take a long time to heal, too, especially the high ankle sprains.
Yeah, but it's not a high ankle sprain. I mean, I know from a one-on-one conversation with someone in the know that it was something else. They wouldn't tell me the something else, but I was told it wasn't a high ankle sprain because...
Yeah, I'm wondering how much he's practicing, whether he's getting some time off from practice because his shooting and some of that stuff seems to be off a little
bit. It has to be. But all right, Boyd, we've got a couple minutes left in the segment. We just wondered, in your day-to-day practice at Ortho Virginia, what sort of injuries are you seeing in addition to pickleball? We know pickleball is a godsend to your wallet. Besides pickleball, what else is out there?
Hey, it's extended his career another 5 or 10 years.
Oh.
That's right, yeah.
Well, no way. He retires early. What are you talking about?
Yeah, pickleball, skiing. That's about a year. You know, we get in the, you know, weekly shipment from Wintergreen and Massanutten of broken wrists and things like that. You know, a lot of the, you know, kids in high schoolers having a lot of, you know, hand injuries, finger injuries playing basketball through the winter. So basketball tends to be pretty rough on the digits.
So they're jamming their fingers on rebounds and that kind of thing?
Yeah, jamming them. Some of them have dislocation, stuff like that. Most of it's pretty simple stuff, but, you know, see the adults trying to get out there and do the same thing too.
Well, we want to thank you and everyone at Ortho Virginia. We hope you and your family are doing well and protecting their digits, and we look to have you back in a couple of weeks. We thank you. Have a great night. All right, coming up in the
next Boyd.
In the next segment, we've got we're going to discuss UVA lacrosse with James Ireland, former UVA goalie and an outstanding guy who has a son at UVA now. Stay with us. Who's Talking continues shortly.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Hoo to get the job done. And call Hildrip at 1-800-476-6683.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 8s, 804-888-8888.
888-888-8888.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Get ready for the adrenaline-charged, precision-crafted performance at Crown Acura Richmond. Introducing the TLX, powered by a VTEC turbo engine.
Hold on tight as the MDX showcases performance for seven, delivering power and space in perfect harmony. At Crown Acura Richmond, we bring you power-packed performers, meticulously crafted, second to none.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street and find precision-crafted performance, and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision-crafted performance and effortless transactions.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Hampton Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries in knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit OrthoVirginia.com. Remember the day when kids with asthma were discouraged from playing sports? Well, not anymore. Game on.
Asthma affects more than 20% of elite athletes and one in every six Olympic athletes. Youths and adults can participate with proper medication and training. Activities such as football, basketball, and swimming can cause flare-ups as well as cross-country.
Talk with your allergist at Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists. Get tested, get treated, and get better.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Second half hour of tonight's early edition of Who's Talking. We're glad you're with us. If you're driving home, I guess we should say Happy President's Day. I guess a lot of people had the day off today, including here at the station. It's a ghost town around here.
Nobody here.
But we're going to talk a little lacrosse now with James Ireland. Frank is complaining about the officiating, and that leads to the thing about how about Tony Bennett getting his first technical in 14 years.
I think he needs to throw his jacket. I was at the game where he threw his jacket and got that.
Well, the problem, he doesn't wear a sport coat anymore, so it gets a little more difficult.
Well, he needs to throw a chair. Bobby Knight threw a chair once.
He tried that.
I thought that was good stuff.
It made for a good video. And if I don't see Tony doing that.
If you're not going to throw a chair, then you got to go up to the scorer's table and pound it so hard that the phone jumps up out of the cradle.
He was apologetic after the game. I guess he used a bad word. But he also pointed out.
He said fiddlesticks.
But
Did he say fiddlesticks?
Well, he pointed out that if coaches got a technical every time they used a bad word in the ACC, there'd be a lot of technicals. But
well, there was one coach in Durham, we're not going to say his name, who used to say fire truck a lot.
He used the magic word.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He got busted a couple times. All right. Has James called? Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm on.
James, I don't know. My air engineer is totally asleep. He's thinking about other topics right now, and that wouldn't be Megan. Yes, it would be Megan. All right. So, James, you're calling us from the great cold northeast, and I hope there's no lake effect snow blowing in your face right now, but we're excited that lacrosse season is underway, even though it's mid to late. It's getting to past mid-February. And Cavs are 2-0, still number 3 in the country. And from what I can see, they've got all the tools and weapons they need. And they've got the goalie, for sure. Nunes is better, better, better. I'm so impressed with Matthew Nunes. He is starting games as if he's making a statement. Like, I am the best goalie on this field, and he makes good clearing passes. And but the rest of the team, I mean, they're loaded. Connor Schellenberger's got to be one of two or three people to win the to Wharton this year. Peyton Cormier broke the UVA scoring record that Doug Knight had held for about 100 years. He had three goals in the game. He took like 20 shots to do it, but he did finally break the record. Schellenberger had two goals on Saturday at U of R and five assists. And that's, to me, that is very impressive. What are your thoughts on the Cavalier lacrosse team?
I think they're off to a great start. They're going to need to start to hone in some of their shooters a tad bit, while Shelley and Cormier are blazing the back of the net. They're doing it off of a truckload of shots.
Yeah.
So their shot percentages aren't, I'm sure, are not where they want them to be, let alone where Lars and the rest of the staff want them to be. But to your point on Nunes, yeah, as a junior, right, this is his third year starting. First year, a little nervous. Second year, kind of had some ups and downs. Third year, he's starting off pretty stable. He shows a tremendous amount of poise in there, confidence. And you're right, as soon as he makes that save, he's looking upfield and he's throwing darts on the outlet passes.
You know, one thing I've noticed about this team is there is, unfortunately, quite a few nagging, what I would call missed opportunities and what I would call lackadaisical sort of possessions on the offensive end, where they're not really getting what they want, and then somebody tries to throw a pass to a guy that's already covered, and it becomes a turnover. Now, it hasn't hurt them to this point, and I don't think it'll hurt them when they host Ohio State, which is number 18 in the country this coming Saturday in Kloeckner. Nor will it probably hurt them when they play Hopkins on March 2nd. I've seen Hopkins on TV twice, and they are eminently beatable. Robert Morris is not a threat. I'm not sure how good Towson is. I haven't seen them. Maryland appears to be pretty good. Maybe not as great as they were a couple years ago. Albany is next. I don't know them at all. Drexel, I'm sure, is dangerous. Harvard is, I don't know. Carolina is trying desperately to get back into the conversation. Duke is clearly very good. Syracuse already has a loss, and Notre Dame is still sitting in first place in the rankings after just a couple weeks. The schedule seems to be set up in such a way for Lars Tiffany to give all his players a chance to get settled in, get used to playing with each other before they play Maryland on March 16th.
Yeah, I mean, he's been known to front load the schedule, which can be a positive and a negative. I mean, positively, we've kind of gotten away with two good wins, Michigan being the better of the two. They came out firing and on full cylinders in that game, and Richmond was a little bit sloppy from a play perspective, but they came out with a win. The Richmond goalie was pretty hot, so that was that kind of thwarted some of the easier shots that the boys had on Cage. But yeah, this week in Ohio State, I believe it's Sunday, not Saturday. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You are correct. I'm sorry.
That's Sunday at 1 o'clock.
That was my fault.
Yeah. Yep. Sunday. And then, I think, Towson had a big win, I believe, over Navy. Navy's a pretty powerful offense this year, but they kept them to single digits. And so I think the middle of the season, I know Lars and the guys are kind of have a few injuries that they're working through. I mean, as good as Cormier is, I think he still has a little bit of a hurt foot, but he's still playing on it. And a few of the other guys.
By the way, notice that he was limping in the first half at Richmond. And then as the game wore on, it's almost like he got used to it and he started moving better.
James, do you know exactly what's going on with the foot?
I don't. I know that he just had a nagging injury. It's been going on for a while. I think it comes off. I think he had some foot surgery last year. And I'm not sure if that's still kind of a nagging injury and that's what it is, or if it's something completely different.
What about the face-off circle? It seems like, they lost Petey LaSala, but they got to Portal. They got a couple of guys. And what were the face-off stats from the other
day?
They
were not, on Saturday, they were not as good.
Okay.
In the first half, they became a little bit better in the second half. And I thought, clearly the best face-off man for Virginia is Gobriel.
Anthony.
Yeah, yep. He's better.
He went 64% on Saturday. So I think that's better than expected, and certainly he fills a hole, a huge hole that Petey left when he graduated. Whether or not that's going to be enough, hopefully he continues to get better. But yeah, Lars took advantage of that portal this past year and picked up a couple of guys that are making an immediate impact. And then I don't think we can have this conversation without talking about McCabe Millen. And his introduction to Division I lacrosse against Michigan with his five goals and his acrobatic goal that I think it made it on to ESPN.
That's a good point. How hard is it to come in as a true freshman and have that kind of impact?
It's not unheard of. There was a stat that they put up on the TV against Michigan that somebody took a picture of and sent it to me, and it had the top goal scorers on there. And ironically, if you look at that stat, there were five guys during my era of play, including Doug Knight, mm-hmm. and I think Timmy White was on there, as well as a few others. And so, like guys like Mike Whiteley and Michael Watson came in as freshmen, mature, able to step in. Millen's got the pedigree, if you will. I mean, his father, Mark, played at UMass, was a stellar player for the U.S. team for, I think, two, if not three, world championship teams, gold medalist teams. So he knows. And he's got a younger brother that's committed, Brendan, to UVA, who's I have not seen play, but rumor has it he's better than his older brother.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's good news.
I've heard two people say that to me, and my answer to that is we'll see. The thing I like about Millen is, number one, his speed. He has extra gears. Some guys have that and others don't. I don't think Connor wants to race him in a 40-yard sprint, you know. The other thing I like is he has the knack to be creative and aggressive all at the same time. He's
his lacrosse IQ is super high.
Yes.
And again, I think that's just from probably picking up a stick in the crib. And you know, both his father, who I mentioned, and his mother was a phenomenal player at the University of Maryland as well. So the genetics are there.
You know, the thing I like about him, he decided not to go to Duke. So yes. that probably means we not yes. only get him, but get his brother too.
Well, I think we're still going to have to find money for the little brother, because I think Duke, Notre Dame, and everybody else is going to throw the kitchen sink to get his younger brother.
Yeah, he may. But it was you know, it's great watching him, having played against his father. And then the other one, Ryan Colesley, his father Roy, was one of the three on the, some may say, the best midfield group ever from Syracuse years ago. It's nice to see those guys, their sons, come into the place that they probably wish they had gone to when they were in school.
Hey, let me ask you this. Virginia's got a couple of guys that played on Saturday that I just didn't expect them to get so many runs, and that was number 13 and number 14, Ryan Colesley, the fellow you just mentioned, and Will Corey. Corey is a grad student attack, and Colesley is only second year. Both of them similar size. Colesley's a little taller, but they're both right around 190, 200 pounds. But they were playing a lot in that game. And I didn't remember seeing them play that many minutes against Michigan, and I'm just wondering what's going on there.
Again, I think that might be a product of some of the other guys being banged up. And so Lars may have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Hoo to get the job done. And call Hildrip at 1-800-476-6683.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Get ready for the adrenaline-charged, precision-crafted performance at Crown Acura Richmond. Introducing the TLX, powered by a VTEC turbo engine.
Hold on tight as the MDX showcases performance for seven, delivering power and space in perfect harmony. At Crown Acura Richmond, we bring you power-packed performers, meticulously crafted, second to none.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street and find precision-crafted performance, and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision-crafted performance and effortless transactions.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Hampton Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries in knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit Ortho Virginia. Remember the day when kids with asthma were discouraged from playing sports? Well, not anymore. Game on.
Asthma affects more than 20% of elite athletes and one in every six Olympic athletes. Youths and adults can participate with proper medication and training. Activities such as football, basketball, and swimming can cause flare-ups as well as cross-country.
Talk with your allergist at Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists. Get tested, get treated, and get better.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Second half hour of tonight's early edition of Who's Talking. We're glad you're with us. If you're driving home, I guess we should say Happy President's Day. I guess a lot of people had the day off today, including here at the station. It's a ghost town around here.
Nobody here.
But we're going to talk a little lacrosse now with James Ireland. Frank is complaining about the officiating, and that leads to the thing about how about Tony Bennett getting his first technical in 14 years.
I think he needs to throw his jacket. I was at the game where he threw his jacket and got
Well, the problem, he doesn't wear a sport coat anymore, so it gets a little more difficult.
Well, he needs to throw a chair. Bobby Knight threw a chair once.
He tried that.
I thought that was good stuff.
It made for a good video. And if I don't see Tony doing that.
If you're not going to throw a chair, then you got to go up to the scores table and pound it so hard that the phone jumps up out of the cradle.
He was apologetic after the game. I guess he used a bad word. But he also pointed out...
Oh, no, he said fiddlesticks.
But,
did he say fiddlesticks?
Well, he pointed out that if coaches got a technical every time they used a bad word in the ACC, there would be a lot of technicals. But
well, there was one coach in Durham, we're not going to say his name, who used to say fire truck a lot.
He used the magic word.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He got busted a couple times. All right. Has James called? Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm on.
James, I don't know. My air engineer is totally asleep. He's thinking about other topics right now, and that wouldn't be Megan. Yes, it would be Megan. All right. So, James, you're calling us from the great cold northeast, and I hope there's no lake effect snow blowing in your face right now, but we're excited that lacrosse season is underway, even though it's mid to late it's getting to past mid-February. And Cavs are 2-0, still number 3 in the country. And from what I can see, they've got all the tools and weapons they need. And they've got the goalie, for sure. Nunes is better, better, better. I'm so impressed with Matthew Nunes. He is starting games as if he's making a statement. Like, I am the best goalie on this field, and he makes good clearing passes. And but the rest of the team, I mean, they're loaded. Connor Schellenberger's got to be one of two or three people to win the Two Wharton this year. Peyton Cormier broke the UVA scoring record that Doug Knight had held for about 100 years. He had 3 goals in the game. He took like 20 shots to do it, but he did finally break the record. Schellenberger had 2 goals on Saturday at U of R and 5 assists. And that's, to me, that is very impressive. What are your thoughts on the Cavalier lacrosse team?
I think they're off to a great start. They're going to need to start to hone in some of their shooters a tad bit. While Shelley and Cormier are blazing the back of the net, they're doing it off of a truckload of shots.
Yeah.
So their shot percentages aren't, I'm sure, are not where they want them to be, let alone where Lars and the rest of the staff want them to be. But to your point on Nunes, yeah, as a junior, right? This is his third year starting. First year a little nervous. Second year kind of had some ups and downs. Third year he's starting off pretty stable. He shows a tremendous amount of poise in there, confidence. And you're right. As soon as he makes that save, he's looking upfield and he's throwing darts on the outlet passes.
You know, one thing I've noticed about this team is there is, unfortunately, quite a few nagging, what I would call missed opportunities and what I would call lackadaisical sort of possessions on the offensive end, where they're not really getting what they want. And then somebody tries to throw a pass to a guy that's already covered, and it becomes a turnover. Now, it hasn't hurt them to this point, and I don't think it'll hurt them when they host Ohio State, which is number 18 in the country this coming Saturday in Klockner. Nor will it probably hurt them when they play Hopkins on March 2nd. I've seen Hopkins on TV twice, and they are eminently beatable. Robert Morris is not a threat. I'm not sure how good Towson is. I haven't seen them. Maryland appears to be pretty good. Maybe not as great as they were a couple years ago. Albany is next. I don't know them at all. Drexel, I'm sure, is dangerous. Harvard is, I don't know. Carolina is trying desperately to get back into the conversation. Duke is clearly very good. Syracuse already has a loss, and Notre Dame is still sitting in first place in the rankings after just a couple of weeks. The schedule seems to be set up in such a way for Lars Tiffany to give all his players a chance to get settled in, get used to playing with each other before they play Maryland on March 16th.
Yeah, I mean, he's been known to front load the schedule, which can be a positive and a negative. I mean, positively, we've kind of gotten away with two good wins, Michigan being the better of the two. They came out firing and on full cylinders in that game, and Richmond was a little bit sloppy from a play perspective, but they came out with a win. The Richmond goalie was pretty hot, so that was that kind of thwarted some of the easier shots that the boys had on Cage. But yeah, this week in Ohio State, I believe it's Sunday, not Saturday. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You are correct. I'm sorry.
That's Sunday at 1 o'clock.
That was my fault.
Yeah. Yep. It's Sunday. And then, I think, Towson had a big win, I believe, over Navy. Navy's a pretty powerful offense this year, but they kept them to single digits. And so I think the middle of the season, I know Lars and the guys are kind of have a few injuries that they're working through. I mean, as good as Cormier is, I think he still has a little bit of a hurt foot, but he's still playing on it. And a few of the other guys.
And by the way, notice that he was limping in the first half at Richmond. And then as the game wore on, it's almost like he got used to it and he started moving better.
James, do you know exactly what's going on with the foot?
I don't. I know he just had a nagging injury. It's been going on for a while. I think it comes off. I think he had some foot surgery last year. And I'm not sure if that's still kind of a nagging injury and that's what it is, or if it's something completely different.
What about the face-off circle? It seems like, they lost Petey LaSala, but they got to Portal. They got a couple of guys, and they said, what were the face-off stats from the other
day?
They
were not, on Saturday, they were not as good.
Okay.
In the first half, they became a little bit better in the second half. And I thought clearly the best face-off man for Virginia is Gobriel.
Anthony.
Yeah, yep. He's better.
He went 64% on Saturday. So I think that's better than expected, and certainly he fills a huge hole that Petey left when he graduated. Whether or not that's going to be enough, hopefully he continues to get better. But yeah, Lars took advantage of that portal this past year and picked up a couple of guys that are making an immediate impact. And then I don't think we can have this conversation without talking about McCabe Millen and his introduction to Division I lacrosse against Michigan with his five goals and his acrobatic goal that I think it made it on to ESPN.
That's a good point. How hard is it to come in as a true freshman and have that kind of impact?
It's not unheard of. There was a stat that they put up on the TV against Michigan that somebody took a picture of and sent it to me, and it had the top goal scorers on there. And ironically, if you look at that stat, there were five guys during my era of play, including Doug Knight, and I think Timmy Whiteley was on there, as well as a few others. And so, like guys like Mike Whiteley and Michael Watson came in as freshmen, mature, able to step in. Millen's got the pedigree, if you will. I mean, his father, Mark, played at UMass, was a stellar player for the U.S. team for, I think, two, if not three, world championship teams, gold medalist teams. So he knows. And he's got a younger brother that's committed, Brendan, to UVA, who's I have not seen play, but rumor has it he's better than his older brother.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's good news.
I've heard two people say that to me, and my answer to that is we'll see. the thing I like about Millen is, number one, his speed. He has extra gears. Some guys have that and others don't. I don't think Connor wants to race him in a 40-yard sprint. The other thing I like is he has the knack to be creative and aggressive all at the same time.
His lacrosse IQ is super high.
Yes.
And again, I think that's just from probably picking up a stick in the crib. And both his father, who I mentioned, and his mother was a phenomenal player at the University of Maryland as well. So the genetics are there.
You know, the thing I like about him, he decided not to go to Duke. So yes. that probably means we not only get him, but get his brother too.
Well, I think we're still going to have to find money for the little brother, because I think Duke, Notre Dame, and everybody else is going to throw the kitchen sink to get his younger brother.
Yeah, he may. But it was you know, it's great watching him, having played against his father. And then the other one, Ryan Colesley, his father Roy was one of the three on the some may say the best midfield group ever from Syracuse years ago. It's nice to see those guys, their sons, come into the place that they probably wish they had gone to when they were in school.
Hey, let me ask you this. Virginia's got a couple of guys that played on Saturday that I just didn't expect them to get so many runs, and that was number 13 and number 14, Ryan Colesley, the fellow you just mentioned, and Will Corey. Corey is a grad student attack, and Colesley is only second year. Both of them similar size. Colesley's a little taller, but they're both right around 190, 200 pounds. But they were playing a lot in that game, and I didn't remember seeing them play that many minutes against Michigan, and I'm just wondering what's going on there.
I think that might be a product of some of the other guys being banged up, and okay. So Lars may have to go a little deeper into the bench. But I don't know as much about Will. Ryan's he comes from a family of lacrosse players, so I'm sure he redshirted, I believe, his first year, like many guys do these days, right? Because of the COVID year, that there's still some of these upperclassmen and grad students still kind of adorning a lot of the rosters these days, and they're waiting for them to graduate so we can get back to normalcy and not have 26-year-old seniors on the field.
Hey, Connor Schellenberger, I just want to get this in quick. He had 7 points on Saturday, and it's the quietest 7 points I've ever noticed. I mean, 5 assists, 2 goals, and he seems to be directing and managing the offense in such a way as giving everyone an opportunity to do their thing and to develop. Would you agree with that?
I do. He makes everyone else better, right? And as an upperclassman, he's now directing and managing on the game days on the field, and he's giving opportunities for the younger guys like McCabe or his counterpart in Peyton the opportunity to stand up and be shown. And so I think moving forward, other teams are going to have a really hard time trying to figure out, who do I put my best long pole on? Yep. Do I put it on Peyton as the number one scorer? Do I put it on Schellenberger as the number one assist guy? Or do I put it on McCabe Millen, who's this up-and-comer?
All right, we'll have to leave it there, James. We hope to bring you back later on as the season progresses. And we hope you and Jack have fun up north, and hope he finds his future as you make this road trip.
I appreciate it. Nice talking with you all. See you on Sunday.
Take care, James. All right. We're going to take a break here, come back, and we're going to have the Olympic Sports Report sponsored by Friday. Stay with us.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps, so awesome we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos.
In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup, and with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home, or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision crafted performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision crafted performance and effortless transactions. Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest-growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services.
There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News. To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
Oh yeah, baby. Who's Talking is wrapping up another big show. We've had a lot of fun. James Ireland was fantastic, giving full lax perspective. Boyd Rawls talked about how great pickleball has been for him and his family. And also, Dr. Robert Stokes said he could still shoot free throws.
Yeah, we had two doctors on the show tonight.
All right. We have the Olympic Sports Report brought to you and us by our good friends at Fridays. And we just had Tony Grillo in studio, and we want to thank Tony and Rob for being such fantastic supporters of the show. And we loved the big sampler platter. And Hobbo ate all the loaded potato skins last week.
The great thing about Tony coming is he brings provisions. Which, you know, a lot of our guests don't bring that kind of stuff. That's why we love to see him come to the studio.
Hobbo demonstrated that he can box out. He boxes out away from the potato skins.
Yeah, Maloney was not getting any of those potato skins.
But I got the ribs. I got some ribs, baby. And I got a couple pot stickers. All right.
All right, Olympic news. The baseball team off to a great start yesterday. Sunday, they completed a sweep of Hofstra, winning the game 11-9 on Sunday, so they start the season 3-0. They had a game scheduled for tomorrow, but that game has been postponed until Wednesday because the father of pitcher Matthew Buchanan, Aaron Buchanan, passed away, unfortunately, and I think the team will be going to support Matthew at the funeral service tomorrow. So the baseball game is Wednesday, not tomorrow. Women's and men's swimming, the ACC Swimming Championships in Greensboro begin tomorrow and run through Saturday. I think both the men and women are probably competitive for the ACC title. Obviously, the women are competitive for what would be their fourth consecutive national title in a few weeks, and also Claire Curzan at the World Aquatics Championship in Doha, Qatar, was named the best female swimmer at that event, and she won gold in the 50, 100, and 200 backstrokes. So she's obviously a terrific backstroker.
And Katie Douglas broke the record in the 50.
That's right. So
was that freestyle?
I'll have it here. If I don't remember, 50-meter freestyle, right.
She shattered the, was it the world record?
Set an American record.
An American record. So,
so the women's swimming.
She's a UVA alum, so that's pretty impressive. All
they
right.
are spectacular. You get some stuff on the Virginia
UVA Club
of Richmond.
The alumni, UVA Club of Richmond, tip off tonight in the game watch for UVA versus VPI. Hoos versus Hokies food fight begins. This is a fantastic challenge that has been going on for years and years, and it has benefited Feed More of Richmond all these years, and it's a wonderful cause. Please go on the website, the UVA Club of Richmond, and contribute. All right.
By the way, who's on the show next week?
And we're back on it.
We're back on at 6 o'clock next week, back at the regular time.
Thank goodness we have Steve Castellan, the big man. He helped win an ACC title up in Landover, Maryland. We have Andres Pedroso, the men's tennis coach and the tennis director of the men's and women's programs. Looking forward to his appearance, and we have Dr. O from Ortho Virginia. So. Great show.
Another big show. About an hour from now, the Hoos tip off at the Castle against the Hokies. It's going to be a sellout crowd down there, and we all know that nobody wants to beat the Hoos more than the Hokies. They get excited, so we got to get down there, continue to play superb defense, and make a few free throws, and hopefully we can steal a victory down there in Blacksburg.
All right, I want to get this in real quick, just to remind folks. I did... air earlier, and James Ireland caught me. Virginia plays on Sunday at 1 o'clock in Klockner Stadium against Ohio State, and they're number 18 in the U.S. of A. So number 3 Hoos versus the Buckeyes, 1 o'clock on Sunday. All right.
So hopefully they'll continue their winning ways on Sunday at home.
And so let's get back to basketball.
Not only tonight's game, but Frank and I were talking earlier, just looking at the ACC schedule this week. Tomorrow night, I think the big game on the schedule is Pitt at Wake Forest. They're both in contention for the top 4 seeds at the ACC tournament, and they're both battling for an NCAA spot. And probably the 2 headline games this coming weekend are obviously North Carolina at Virginia, as Frank said earlier, 4 o'clock at JPJ, and Duke visits Wake Forest on Saturday as well. That's another big game in the ACC standings. There's just so many pivotal games at this stage as we come down to the last 5 or 6 games of the regular season.
You know, it's wild that, Virginia is in a pretty good position if they can managed to hold serve at home, and number 2, win the 2 games on the road where they're in essence, based upon standings, favored. Now,
well, tonight
the betting line, believe not tonight, the betting line tonight, Virginia is the underdog by 2.5 points.
Yeah.
And I don't think that doesn't make any sense.
Well, it just shows how tough it is to win on the road. But Virginia, only 2 home games remaining. Obviously, Georgia Tech, I think, will win that game, but North Carolina at home Saturday, needless to say, that's a huge game. Always a big game when the Tar Heels come to town.
Can't count on anything in Durham this year. Although this Virginia team is just scrappy enough to make Duke work.
Well, defense travels. Yep. So if the Hoos bring the intensity on the defensive end that they did against Wake Forest on Saturday and can make a few shots, a few free throws, they could be very dangerous.
Well, tonight, before you catch the game, you ought to try to get out and grab, you know, some appetizers and shareables and small plates from our good friends at Fridays, otherwise known as Fridays To Go. Just give a call in there and place an order. And
hey, visit all of our sponsors, utilize their services, and tell them Frank and Hobbo sent you. Otherwise, we'll talk to you next Monday at 6 o'clock. Go Hoos.
Go Hoos. Beat the Hokies.
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, Jeff McDonald and Associates, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Sabre, Hilldrop Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell Endoscopy.
From the Pearson Signature Dealership Studio, this is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, WRNL Richmond and WRVQ HD2 Richmond. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps, so awesome we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Who's. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup. And with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision crafted performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision crafted performance and effortless transaction. Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very very bright.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services.
There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News. To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Oh yeah, baby. Who's Talking is wrapping up another big show. We've had a lot of fun. James Arlen was fantastic, given full of lax perspective. Boyd Rawls talked about how great pickleball has been for him and his family. And also, Dr. Robert Stokes said he could still shoot free throws.
Yeah, we had two doctors on the show tonight.
All right. We have the Olympic Sports Report brought to you and us by our good friends at Fridays. And we just had Tony Grillo in studio, and we want to thank Tony and Rob for being such fantastic supporters of the show. And we loved the big sampler platter, and Hobbo ate all the loaded potato skins last week.
The great thing about Tony coming is he brings provisions. Which, you know, a lot of our guests don't bring that kind of stuff. That's why we love to see him come to the studio.
Hobbo demonstrated that he can box out. He boxes out away from the potato skins.
Yeah, Maloney was not getting any of those potato skins.
But I got the ribs. I got some ribs, baby, and I got a couple pot stickers. All right.
All right, Olympic news. The baseball team off to a great start yesterday. Sunday, they completed a sweep of Hofstra, winning the game 11-9 on Sunday, so they start the season 3-0. They had a game scheduled for tomorrow, but that game has been postponed until Wednesday because the father of pitcher Matthew Buchanan, Aaron Buchanan, passed away, unfortunately, and I think the team will be going to support Matthew at the funeral service tomorrow. So the baseball game is Wednesday, not tomorrow. Women's and men's swimming, the ACC Swimming Championships in Greensboro begin tomorrow and run through Saturday. I think both the men and women are probably competitive for the ACC title. Obviously, the women are competitive for what would be their fourth consecutive national title in a few weeks, and also Claire Curzan at the World Aquatics Championship in Doha, Qatar, was named the best female swimmer at that event, and she won gold in the 50, 100, and 200 backstrokes. So she's obviously a terrific backstroker.
And Katie Douglas broke the record in the 50.
That's right. So
was that freestyle?
I'll have it here. If I don't remember, 50-meter freestyle, right.
She shattered the, was it the world record?
Set an American record.
An American record. So,
so the women's swimming.
She's a UVA alum, so that's pretty impressive. All
they
right.
are spectacular. You get some stuff on the Virginia
UVA Club
of Richmond.
The alumni, UVA Club of Richmond, tip off tonight in the game watch for UVA versus VPI. Who's versus Hokies food fight begins. This is a fantastic challenge that has been going on for years and years, and it has benefited Feed More of Richmond all these years, and it's a wonderful cause. Please go on the website, the UVA Club of Richmond, and contribute. All right.
By the way, who's on the show next week?
And we're back on it. Next week?
We're back on at 6 o'clock next week, back at the regular time.
Thank goodness we have Steve Castellan, the big man. He helped win an ACC title up in Landover, Maryland. We have Andres Pedroso, the men's tennis coach and the tennis director of the men's and women's programs. Looking forward to his appearance, and we have Dr. O from Ortho Virginia. So. Great show.
Another big show. About an hour from now, the Hoos tip off at the Castle against the Hokies. It's going to be a sellout crowd down there, and we all know that nobody wants to beat the Hoos more than the Hokies. They get excited, so we got to get down there, continue to play superb defense and make a few free throws, and hopefully we can steal a victory down there in Blacksburg.
All right, I want to get this in real quick, just to remind folks. I did air earlier, and James Ireland caught me. Virginia plays on Sunday at 1 o'clock in Klockner Stadium against Ohio State, and they're number 18 in the U.S. of A. So number 3 Hoos versus the Buckeyes, 1 o'clock on Sunday. All right.
So hopefully they'll continue their winning ways on Sunday at home.
And so let's get back to basketball.
Not only tonight's game, but Frank and I were talking earlier, just looking at the ACC schedule this week. Tomorrow night, I think the big game on the schedule is Pitt at Wake Forest. They're both in contention for the top four seeds at the ACC tournament, and they're both battling for an NCAA spot. And probably the two headline games this coming weekend are obviously North Carolina at Virginia, as Frank said earlier, 4 o'clock at JPJ, and Duke visits Wake Forest on Saturday as well. That's another big game in the ACC standings. There's just so many pivotal games at this stage as we come down to the last 5 or 6 games of the regular season.
You know, it's wild that, you know, Virginia is in a pretty good position if they can manage to hold serve at home, and number 2, win the 2 games on the road where they're in essence, based upon standings, favored. Now,
well, tonight
the betting line, believe it or not, tonight the betting line tononight, Virginia is the underdog by 2.5 points.
Yeah.
And I don't think that doesn't make any sense.
Well, it just shows how tough it is to win on the road. But Virginia, only 2 home games remaining. Obviously, Georgia Tech, I think, will win that game. But North Carolina at home Saturday, needless to say, that's a huge game. Always a big game when the Tar Heels come to town.
Can't count on anything in Durham this year. Although this team, this Virginia team, is just scrappy enough to make Duke work.
Well, defense travels, so
yep.
If the Hoos bring the intensity on the defensive end that they did against Wake Forest on Saturday and can make a few shots, a few free throws, they could be very dangerous.
Well, tonight, before you catch the game, you ought to try to get out and grab, you know, some appetizers and shareables and small plates from our good friends at Fridays, otherwise known as Fridays To Go. Just give a call in there and place an order. And
hey, visit all of our sponsors, utilize their services, and tell them Frank and Hobbo sent you. Otherwise, we'll talk to you next Monday at 6 o'clock. Go Hoos.
Go Hoos. Beat the Hokies.
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, Jeff McDonald and Associates, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Sabre, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell Endoscopy.
From the Pearson Signature Dealership Studio, this is the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. WRNL Richmond and WRVQ HD2 Richmond. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.